Now, last week, the New South Wales Parliament announced that it will be conducting an official inquiry into the impacts of WestConnex after years of pressure from local community groups. The inquiry will look into issues like the cost-benefit of the massive road project, its budget blowouts, of which there are many, the compulsory acquisition of properties, the impact on local communities, all that fun stuff, and whether or not WestConnex, which is now projected to cost over $17 billion, will even be worthwhile in the first place. John Lozano from Now PT, that's No WestConnex Public Transport, joins us on the line now. John, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Tess, and good morning to everyone.
So could you tell us what was your reaction when the news came out last week that there will be an inquiry into WestConnex?
I was tempered excitement because it's something that we've been lobbying for many, many years, and there was over 10,000 signatures to get it to this point. There was a lot of lobbying by friendlier politicians, if I can use that word, behind the scenes to get what we believe will be an opportunity to talk about what this project has done to the community as a whole. And there's so much to discuss. It's our hope that we can lift the veil of secrecy that's descended not only on WestConnex, but on a lot of projects through Sydney. They seem to be now following in the same vein.
And there is so much to unpack. I mean, obviously the announcement's only just come out, but I suppose ideally what are some of the things that you would like the inquiry to particularly look into?
You're right when you say there's a lot to unpack. You could look at the impacts directly to people affected with the construction noise, people who simply cannot sleep at night because they're building this thing 24/7 just outside their bedroom windows, and that's not something that you have to put up with a week or two. That's something that has been going on for months, years. So you can start with that one. You can look at the acquisition of houses throughout the course of this project. We saw in the media about the court case with the same. Now that's a large-ish company who took the government to court because their land was acquired. No one has those kind of resources. They actually won. The court found that their land was acquired unjustly. No one has those resources as a homeowner. There's cracks appearing in people's houses. There is pollution monitoring that is now showing that even before the release of the unfiltered emissions, the emissions coming out from the unfiltered smokestacks, the pollution is already in excessive quantities, and that's just going to get worse when that comes out. The way they announced road corridors, out west they announced they were going to do a road corridor and they were going to acquire all these people's farms. There was protest and all of a sudden that was turned around. The impact on people's lives when that is announced, you're going to lose your home. Oh, hang on a minute, we made a mistake. We're going to move it back to another place. So much to unpack.
And one of the ones that I've seen the number before, but it absolutely boggles my mind, is that at this point the project is set to cost about $17 billion. I think that's one that's a number that's been sticking in my head. How has this happened?
It's strange that you say $17 billion because one of the things that I really hope that the inquiry delves into is how a government can set up a private company to manage WestConnex. This is not about outsourcing something to a private contractor to build something. This is setting up a company so we can't actually delve into the machinations of this project, the contracts, the budget blowouts. Now, $17 billion has been around for a couple of years. It started at $12 billion and quickly climbed to that figure before the private company regime kicked in. Estimates have this project, when you actually look at all the costs, and you have to keep in mind that when you build a freeway, you've got to start building on-ramps and off-ramps and things of that nature. Estimates have this around $45 billion.
Whoa. Jeez.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize it was a private company either, to be honest.
No, and that's one of the things that we would really love the inquiry to delve into. One of the things when WestConnex first started out, a lot of activists were calling out, where's the business case? Where's the business case? Now, that is not uncommon anymore in these days. How many projects have been put out and people are saying, hang on a minute, where's the business case around this one? The stadiums, the Powerhouse Museum, all those things have had dodgy or missing business cases that you can't get access to. WestConnex was the forerunner. They did not want scrutiny, and so they set up a company only because someone informed them that, hey, as a company, you can't actually be targeted through freedom of information.
Jeez, that's sketchy.
It's all above board, I'm sure.
Well, I suppose moving forward, in an ideal world, what would you be hoping that the outcome of this inquiry is?
I really hope that it turns around the lack of transparency in governance that we seem to now have to live with a lot of government projects. It also looks at how this project, which initially, and I heard this when you were in the intro, you were talking about the congestion to the airport. Initially, this was touted as a solution to get people to and from the airport. It doesn't even go near the airport. So I really feel that they can start looking at, you know, is there a better way to move people around in a modern day city? Is the most efficient way to put people into a 3-meter box and shuffle them off around the city and look for parking for those boxes and things of that nature? We're a world-class city. We are a growing population, and we need to be looking at active transport, public transport, the same solutions that every other city is now doing, we need to be looking at. And I really hope that this inquiry will show that, hey, we spent a little bit of money on this, and we've done some road widening and we've dug a few tunnels, but let's not continue with something just because we've started it and we need to finish it. Let's have a bit of a breath. Let's think about what we're doing and is this the right outcome? Because 17 billion, the actual stated amount, that buys a lot of things for our city, and not just in the public transport space. We could build a world-class public transport for that, but in health, in education, if we spread that money around equitably, a lot of things can be done for our city.
Well, John, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No problem. Thank you, Tess.
John Lozano there from Now PT, No WestConnex Public Transport, having a bit of a chat about the inquiry that has been announced last week into the impacts of the project. All the details, of course, will be up on 2SER.com.